This is the KK Hardened install, about 90 minutes end-to-end. You'll go from a fresh virtual private server to a locked-down production-ready Jarvis with SSL, firewall, SSH key authentication, API cost caps, and encrypted backups. Before we start, three things you need: a VPS from Hostinger or any solid provider, a Tailscale account, free tier works fine, and an Anthropic API key for cloud access. Phase 1, baseline the server. Provision an Ubuntu 2404 VPS with at least 4 GB of RAM. When it's ready, SSH in as root using the provider-issued password. First thing, update everything, apt update, apt upgrade-y. Install UFW, fail2ban, curl, git, and build essential. Set your time zone, set a clean host name. Phase 2, SSH key authentication and a pseudo user. On your local machine, generate an ed25519 key pair, shkeygen-ted25519-c with your email. Copy the public key to the server using ssh-copy-id. Now create a regular user, we call ours ops. Add them to the pseudo group. Copy your SSH keys over to the ops user, then edit sshd-config. Turn off password authentication. Set permit root login to prohibit password. Restart SSH. From now on, you log in as ops. No more root, no more passwords. Cryptographic keys only. Phase 3. Tailscale private mesh. Curl and pipe the install script. Run Tailscale up. You'll get an auth URL. Log in with your Tailnet account. Your VPS now has a private IP, something in the 100.64 range. Only devices you've authorized on your Tailnet can see it. Install Tailscale on your laptop, too. Log in with the same account. Phase 4. Firewall lockdown. Default deny incoming. Default allow outgoing. Allow everything on the Tailscale interface. Allow HTTP on port 80. We need it for Let's Encrypt. Allow HTTPS on port 443. Enable the firewall. Check the status. Phase 5, Node, PM2, and Nginx. Install Node 20 LTS via the NodeSource script. Install PM2 globally. That's what keeps Jarvis alive through reboots and crashes. Install Nginx as our reverse proxy. Enable it on boot. Then install Certbot and the Nginx plugin for Let's Encrypt SSL. Phase 6, OpenClaw and the Jarvis persona pack. Create the deployment directory at /var/www/kk-ops. Change ownership to the ops user. Clone OpenClaw from GitHub. NPM install. Get dependencies. Drop the Jarvis persona pack from the download section into the personas folder. This is the identity, memory, and skill bundle that makes Jarvis act like Jarvis. Create your .env file. This is where every API key lives. Anthropic, HouseCallPro, Mailgun, Stripe. Chmod it to 600 so only the owner can read. Set a monthly API spend cap on day one. Do not skip this. Runaway. API bills are real. Start Jarvis under PM2, PM2 save, PM2 startup. That gives you a command to enable startup on boot. Copy and run that. Phase 7, Nginx and SSL. Point your domain, ops.yourdomain.com, at the VPS public IP via a DNSA record. Create a new Nginx site config that proxies from port 443 to your local Jarvis port, usually 3000. Test the config, reload Nginx, then run Certbot with the --nginx flag and your domain. Certbot gets the certificate, installs it, and sets up auto-renewal via a system timer. Your dashboard is now HTTPS. Phase 8. Backups and monitoring. Create a backup script. It tars the KKOps directory, the nginx config, the ops user's home folder, stamps a date. Keep the last 14 backups, then schedule it in root's crontab to run at 3 a.m. daily. For monitoring, point an external service like Uptime Kuma at your dashboard's health endpoint. 5-minute checks, email on failure, phase 9, verify. PM2 status, Jarvis should be online. System CTL status NGINX, active and running. UFW status verbose, default deny, only tail scale and ports 80 and 443 open. Curl your health endpoint, expect a 200. Open the dashboard from a tailnet joined device, should load. Open it from an untrusted network. HTTPS works, but admin routes require auth. Routine maintenance. Weekly, run apt update and upgrade. Weekly skim PM2 logs for errors. Monthly review auth.log for unexpected SSH attempts. Monthly rotate API keys and restart Jarvis. Quarterly, verify a backup is actually restorable. A few things not to do. Do not expose OpenClaw's admin port directly on public interfaces. Do not put API keys in your Git repository, even a private one. Do not skip the monthly spend cap. Do not run npm commands as root. Do not reuse your VPS provider password anywhere else. That's the install. 90 minutes from an empty server to production-ready Jarvis. Everything in the Get Started section of the portal matches what you just saw. The KK Hardened Install Guide in Downloads has every command copyable with nothing skipped. If you followed along, your Jarvis is live. Head to the Persona Pack, customize the workflows to your business, and ship it.